Morning, Vincent. I don't think you had an opportunity to hear what Killian said, though, I believe, no?
No, I didn't, I'm afraid.
Okay, so Killian, what is it you said the law says there again?
Dogs on a lead. There is no blanket law requiring dogs to be kept on leads in all public places. However, there are a series of orders that mean you have to leash your dog in certain places in your local area. For example, children's play areas, sports pitches, roads, parks and beaches. September the 12th, 2019.
You just told me that you have to have a dog on a lead in a public park.
Yes.
This is what the wardens are saying.
Yes.
I'm saying differently.
You're saying okay, Vincent, go on. Go ahead.
All right. Any of the city parks, there is the control of dog regulations, right? Where dogs must be under effectual control. The city council bylaws supersede the Control of Dogs Act. So any dogs that are in public parks, be it the Ballincollig Regional Park, the extended city now we'll call it, right? Tremor Valley, any park, graveyard, children's playground, the city bylaw state that any dog in there must be on a lead. It supersedes the Control of Dogs Act.
There you go. From the horse's mouth, Killian.
Yeah. And this is September 12th, 2019.
Doesn't matter whether it's today or last week.
Gentlemen would look into it and see there is no blanket law requiring dogs to be kept on a lead.
There is on the city council bylaws. The county council are slightly different. The city council bylaws state that all dogs must be kept on a lead.
Why am I reading this that they don't have to be?
Because he just said that the city council bylaw supersedes the
control of dogs.
There is no blanket law requiring dogs to be kept on a lead in all public spaces. However, there are a series of orders that means you have to leash your dog in certain places in your local area.
And that's the parks, graveyards, children's playgrounds.
It doesn't mention parks or graveyards. It mentions children's areas, sports pitches, roads and beaches. And there is no blanket law there, regardless of what you say.
No, listen, okay. I'm telling you now, we look after the dog warden service for Cork City Council. Yeah. And the city bylaws are the city bylaws. And the bylaws state that your dog, regardless of breed, age, colour or creed, must be kept on a lead.
When was this law brought out?
I'd say 20-odd years ago.
Well, this is September 12, 2019.
But is that from Cork City?
It's on Google. I went into Google to have a look at do dogs have to be kept on a lead.
You went into Google?
Huh?
You went into Google?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Right. It's the Cork.
I'm going home.
Cork City is far more informative than Google. And all dogs inside in parks, graveyards, anywhere where the public are mixing, must be kept. We have even our dog wardens. The last couple of weeks, they're out actually on bikes in parks at the moment, advising.
Yeah, around the regional park.
Yeah. They must be kept on a lead.
You need to go back, Killian, and apologise to the dog warden.
I tell you, Neil, I'll be down there this morning and have it over with them.
No, you can't. No, you can't. The Cork City bylaw is more powerful than the Control of Dogs Act. Do you get me?
I do, yeah. Go on.
All right. Fair play.
All right, no problem. Cheers. Right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for clearing that up, Vincent. Come here, before I go. We were talking there recently about puppy farms. I don't know whether you heard of any of that. Some horror stories. How come they seem to be able to even exist without fear or favour?
Okay. The way the puppy farms or the Dog Breeding Establishment Act is worked, the laws again changed the 1st of February last, okay?
Mm.
So the problem we had at the moment, we have there's no adoptions from our centre at the moment, right? Now, we have dogs that are booked to go, but generally speaking, there are no adoptions because people, the coronavirus and the restrictions regarding it will all be lifted with a bit of luck in a couple of months' time. So everything will start to slowly work back into place again.
Yeah.
So we decided, look, people who didn't have the time before for a dog, now they're at home, they're going to be off for maybe 8, 10, 12 weeks, they'll get a dog, they'll go back to work, and then where does the dog go?
Gotcha.
But the problem is, and even the research that we were doing on it, some of the sites or some of the breeders, and not even just puppy farms, are charging at least 50%, if not 100% more than they were charging for a dog 5 months ago.
Because one of the things that people did when they were locked down at home with the family was decide upon a pup.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what we told people, you don't need an appendage in your hand to go for a walk. Or you don't need an excuse to go for a walk. You can just go. You don't need a dog for it. And the problem is people are getting these dogs then that need, that are, we'll say, non-shed, and all of the breeds in between that. Now, we call them politely multi-pedigree, but they're actually, they're mutts. The old name was mongrel. They're a mix of different breeds.
Yeah.
But with the way it works at the moment, and the problem is people are not doing their research. The, again, as I've said to, all the time, I've played bored people to death with it. If they're taking on a dog in the morning, they know more about the facilities on their TV remote control than they do about getting a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And they need, if Joe Bloggs, if Neil Prendeville in the morning decides to breed a litter of dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs, and these are the new rules. If you breed six or more animals in any given year, you have to apply to the Department of Agriculture for a licence. So if you breed, even that, you could have one dog at home and has a litter of pups, you need a licence to do it.
I know that, and that's the legal aspect of it, but there are those that are doing things, there are those that are doing it illegally, and they're probably breeding a lot of different dogs, aren't they, and different breeds of dogs?
They are.
And what are the conditions likely to be?
Some of them, they are open to inspection. Now, we didn't have any, with the city area being extended, there are a couple of DBEs that come under our remit now for inspection, right? And they're, all of them so far, they're all fine, perfect, no issues at all with them. But you have some then that would be, conditions wouldn't have been great, and you're trying to educate people and get them to change as you're going along.
And they're the ones then where you're meeting them at the out of the boot of a car in a petrol station car park, is it?
They're not even necessarily, Neil, they might not even have, some of the biggest puppy breeders may not even have, they might have three or four breeding bitches at home. And they may not even come under the DBE regulations. That's why these new regulations came in, that anybody breeding a litter of dogs a year has to have a licence. And they are open to inspection, and their paperwork is open to inspection.
I know, but the ones I'm talking about are the ones with deformities and diseases,
yes,
and mange and mites and skin falling off them.
People getting dogs like that, there is a duty of care on the breeder to provide a healthy dog. So if they are getting a pup at, we'll say, 9, 10 weeks old, even 8 weeks old, that dog should be coming with a vaccination history. And on the vaccination card as well, it should have the dates of the worming, it should have its vaccinations, and more importantly, it should be microchipped.
Yeah, but I spoke to a fellow there, Sean, this is some years back. He got all that paperwork, but it clearly was bogus paperwork.
There is, look, if you go on one of the well-known sites for advertising animals, right, the microchip numbers, the law now states that you have to put a microchip number on it, right? Now, it should be the individual animal. So a litter of pups should have 8 separate ads. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're having on it is they're having one microchip number.
All right.
And in a lot of cases, in some cases, no, to be fair, that microchip number is valid. It is correct. But in others, especially when the law was changed, they're coming out and their microchip number might read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right?
Yeah.
And all the digits are wrong, the sequence is wrong, and the microchips are not registered in Ireland. They're making it up.
And what are we going to do about closing all of these down?
Basically, the only way for this to be closed down is for Joe Public to stop buying animals from them.
Yeah.
There is, if they're doing it right, they should be charging a little bit more for the dog, right? But give the vaccination history, give this. There is more care put into breeding cattle in Ireland than there is in many of the pet breeds. Because they don't care. We get one of the things there, we might get a dog coming into us now for argument's sake, with what they're nicknaming now, the Westie skin condition, right? Westies shouldn't have a skin condition.
Why do they?
It's hereditary breeding. There's no care in the breeding. Yeah. So what they're doing is they're producing a pup with no care to the line. Was there any ailments? What were they? Like, if you're getting a Labrador from a working strain, you're going for hip scores and...
So you have genetic disorders.
And they're just being bred into them. And it's continuing and continuing.
Very sad, isn't it? It's all very sad. It's very depressing.
So if they follow the rules, if they go on to, we'll say, there is... they can go onto the Department of Agriculture site, go into the animal welfare site, and you can see the new regulations that came out. It's basically the sale and supply of pets.
Okay, okay. But it'll only be stamped out when people stop supporting them and stop spending with them. All right, appreciate
that. Joe Public has the power on this.
Okay,
Joe Public.
All right. Vincent, as always, thank you. Appreciate that, particularly clearing up the issue regarding dogs on or off the leash, that the city bylaws supersede the Control of Dogs Act.